We're learning the second sicha on Parshas Kedoshim in Chelik Chav Beis on page 108. The shir today is being learned l'nishmas Rabbi Yosef ben Yamin ben Rabbi Menashe Koltman. Nachdem wie die Teire gesagt an dem Din von Orla und Kerem Rivai, after the Teire tells us the halacha regarding a vineyard or trees, that for the first 3 years it's called Orla, which means that it's closed, you may not have any benefits or eat from it, and then on the fourth year, it has to be brought, the produce has to be brought to Yerushalayim and be eaten there. Steht in Pasuk, the Pasuk continues and says, Ubashona Chamishis in the fifth year, Toichlo Espirioi, you can eat its fruits, Lohaisif Lachem Tuvuasei, to increase your produce, Ani Hashem Alekeichem, I am Hashem your God. Israshi, Maitik Diverte, Lohaisif Lachem Tuvuasei, Sirashi brings the three words of the Pasuk, Lohaisif Lachem Tuvuasei, Umafarish, and explains as follows. Hamitzvah Hazais, this mitzvah, shetishmeru, that you will keep, tia will be lohaisif lachem tvoasai, to add or to increase your produce. Shebischara, as a reward for fulfilling this mitzvah, ani mevarach lachem peiros hanetiyos, I will bless the fruits that come from your plantings. So what's Rashi here clarifying with this pirish? So first the Rebbe brings from what it says in the commentaries, what Rashi is saying here. The Pashto Slatman, so simply it's understood as Rashi Kumpa Varanen, what Rashi is coming to clarify is as Diverte Lohisif Lachem Tfuasai, these words that Hashem will increase your produce, Zeninita Emshech Dovok to Vashana Chamishis Teichlo Espiriyai. This is not following up and explaining regarding the fifth year when you could eat the fruits. Val vi Pasto Zogin as Tzilib Teichlo Espiriyai, Vedzain Deschaf and Lohisif Lachem Tfuasai. How is it possible to say that the reward comes for the fifth year when you could eat the fruits? So no, rather, what Rashi is explaining is, this is davok to the friya de kipsukim. This is connected to the mitzvah that it says in the earlier psukim, v'sretzach v'ng shmiras ha-mitzvah, where it speaks about keeping the mitzvah of the tree for the first three and then fourth year. That ha-mitzvah hazay is shetishmeru, this mitzvah of the third 3 years and then the fourth year that you will keep, tia lohaisav cholo. This will be that it will bring about the reward that you'll have more produce, more fruits in the fifth year. That's what Rashi is clarifying here. However, the Na'at Rebbe says that this is not enough of an explanation for what Rashi is saying. It says, "Abnit vashtandik da arichas haloshen in Pirush Rashi." The first thing we see here is that there is a lengthy expression that Rashi is saying here that's not necessary. L'chaydre ategedav zogim bekitzer. Seemingly, Rashi should say very concisely, Al derech vid Eben Ezra, similar to the language of the Eben Ezra here, as lohaisif lachem tvoasai, when it says these words that Hashem will increase your produce, is davak im kodesh ilulim. This is connected to the mitzvah that it says before, the third 3 years and then the fourth year when it's holy and you bring it to Yerushalayim, b'chayetze b'zeh, or something similar. This would be enough for Rashi to clarify this. Other v'ir nashbam, or alternatively, like the Rashbam says, lohaisif lachem tvoasai, l'kach tisku im tasu kasher tzivisi. This is what you will merit to if you will fulfill what I have commanded. And it would be clear that it's going back to the mitzvah that it says earlier. Why does Rashi say this whole lengthy thing here in the Lashon of Rashi? A mitzvah, azayz, shetishmeru, and so on. When I feel as mivet ein teitshim b'deiche gadol, even if you'd want to explain, big squeeze, but you would want to say, as Rashi vil euch klar machen, dem pirish von lohaisif lachem tvoasai, Rashi also wants to clarify the simple meaning of what it means when it says that Hashem will increase your produce, as this meant, that it means that b'schara ani mevarach lachem peiros hanetiyos, that as a reward for this mitzvah, Hashem blesses the fruits. But Rashi can't zogin bekitzer. But yet again, Rashi could still say much more concisely, lohaisif lachem tvoasai, which means b'schar ha-mitzvah azayis, as a reward for this mitzvah, ani mevarach lachem peiros hanetiyos, I will bless for you the fruits that are planted. That's it. It's not necessary for Rashi to say the whole arichas and his lashon. That's the first point here. You see that there's something extra in the whole flow of the language of Rashi, and therefore Rashi must be addressing something else here. Additionally, there are other points that we see here in the language of Rashi, umehem. And from them is as follows. Aleph, number one, Rashi emphasizes ha-mitzvah ha-zayis shetishmeru chulu, this mitzvah that you will keep. Vasadei asaf ha-sadiyek ha-zayis. Why is Rashi adding that word that it's this mitzvah? As Rashi vold gezak k'shetishmeru ha-mitzvah v'chayetze v'zeh on de adgosha ha-zayis. If Rashi would simply say, if when you keep the mitzvah, without emphasizing this one, wat men euch gewusst, als es redt sich wegen der Mitzvah. Was wegen ihr redt der Pasuk? It would be clear that we're speaking about the Mitzvah that this Pasuk here speaks about. Bei is another thing in the language of Rashi, ani mevarach lechem peiros hanetiyos. I will bench for you the fruits of your plantings. For was is Rashi mishane von loshen haPasuk to vasei? Why is Rashi switching from the expression that it says in the Pasuk to vasei your produce or your grain? Why is Rashi using the term? It's, well, we're not really talking about grain, we're talking about a vineyard or about the tree, as Rebbe here will not clarify, but Rashi is switching from the lashon of the Pasuk. So as Rebbe explains, afiloi Rashi darf avaranin, even if Rashi wants to clarify, as the taich from tvuasei da is nitvu sasada, that the expression of the Pasuk where it says tvua does not mean grain in a field, not nitiya sakerim, rather talking about the plantings of a vineyard. As it says in the beginning of this whole parsha regarding Orla and Etarevai, Unetatem Koleitz Machel, you plant a tree for fruits. But Rashi could have just said simply that I will bench your fruits, or the Ranatias, or I'll bench your plantings, referring to the trees. Thus is the Kefil Haloshin. Why is Rashi saying this double expression? Peidais Hanatias, the fruits of the plantings. Now Rashi doesn't stop here. Weiter is Rashi Mamshech. Then Rashi continues and says, Hoy Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva would say, Dibra Torah keneged Yetzahara. The Torah here is speaking against the inclination of the Yetzahara. Shalayim Adam, a person shouldn't say to himself, Hare arba shanim ani mitzar bechina. Look, 4 years, I plant a tree, I'm working so hard on the tree, on the vineyard, and 4 years, it's all for nothing. I can't have any benefit from it. Therefore, the Torah here says, it comes the fifth year as a reward for fulfilling and keeping this mitzvah, Hashem will increase the produce that you have. So the question is, why does Rashi find it necessary to quote the statement that Rabbi Kiva said about this? So learning Mefarshim, the commentaries explain, as the mit from Rashi, with this Rashi explains, why does the schar come here in the Torah after it speaks about the fifth year? Why doesn't the schar say in the Torah there where it speaks about the actual mitzvah of not eating for 3 years and then eating the fourth year in Yerushalayim? There the Torah should say the schar. Brings Rashi, Maimer Rabbi Akiva. So Rashi brings the statement of Rabbi Akiva. As the schar kommt afar was arba shonim ani mitzar bechinam, that yes, in fact, the schar is for the fact that 4 years a person says that I worked so hard for nothing. Was der Adam halt sich ab von essen die Peres bis shana chamishis, he's holding back from eating these fruits until the fourth year. And therefore, the way to read the pasuk is v'hachi ka'amar, this is what the pasuk is saying, masha techluhu b'chamishis bilvad, what you eat in the fifth year alone, because you didn't eat previously, v'loy chulu, what you eat, if you're going to eat from this year alone and not from earlier, then this will be the reason why it will increase your tvor. So that's why the Torah is saying it here, to let you know that this is the place and the time when the schar will actually be granted to you, even though the cause of the schar is actually earlier. But Rashi is clarifying why the Torah is writing it here and not earlier. Aber der Pirish is nitklatik. This explanation that this is Rashi's intention is not smoothly understood. Well, das was the schar mitzvah steht nicht früher. The fact that the reward for this mitzvah is not written earlier in the pasuk is mlechatchila kein shaylen it mshuta shel mikra. In the first place, is not a question in the simple pshat of when you read the pasuk. V'derech klal, because generally dort v'sered gezakt in teire the schar ha mitzvah steht es b'siyam minyan. When the Torah says the reward for any mitzvah, where does the Torah mention the reward? At the conclusion of the mitzvah or of the subject. So, similar here, first the Torah concludes with all details of this mitzvah, how a person should conduct himself with his fruits. What does he do in the first year? As the Rebbe quotes here, 3 years you don't eat. In the fourth year, all the fruits are holy and are to be taken to the Yerushalayim. Then the Torah concludes and says that it's the fifth year when you're allowed to eat from the fruits. And only following all of the details of the mitzvah, does the Torah conclude with the reward for the mitzvah? Was der Eibishter wird the far given after the Torah clarifies what the person has to do and know about his tree. Now it tells you the reward that Hashem provides, which is l'ayis of l'chem tvoasei. So that's very simple and clear in the flow of the psukim. The fact that the tzchar comes here is not a question. So why is Rashi bringing here the statement of Rabbi Akiva? Additionally, we need to explain what Rashi brings to me in Bitsirav Shem Maimrai. Rashi brings what Rabbi Akiva said, bringing him with his name. As we already explained many times, Rashi tutus nor dort vudas is meisiv and avonis apirish. Rashi quotes the name of the one that says this pirish only if it adds to the understanding of what he's saying. Furthermore, in our case, in dem guf is Rashi medayik hoya Rabbi Akiva oimer, that this is something that Rabbi Akiva was accustomed to saying. As Rabbi Akiva like ständig zogen dem maimer, Rabbi Akiva would constantly say this statement regarding this mitzvah. What is this emphasis add to understanding here the point that Rashi is making with the statement of Rabbi Akiva? Now, in the Maime Gufa, taking a deeper look into the actual statement that Rabbi Akiva says, was Rashi brings from Rabbi Akiva, is nicht verstandig, so it's not understood as follows. As in a da, kama v'kama mitzvahs, there are many mitzvahs, by velche teire zokton dem schare mitzvah, where the Torah itself tells you what the reward for the mitzvah is. And Rashi is bezei nit mefarish, and there Rashi does not explain as a tam was Torah is maftiyas chara mitzvah. Why is the Torah promising reward for this mitzvah? Is keneged yetzahara in order to fight the evil thoughts of the yetzahara. Hainu meaning as luli dem schar, but the yetzahara net lazim mekayim zend the mitzvah. If not for the fact that you're being promised a reward, the yetzahara would be strong enough to prevent you of doing this mitzvah. Rashi never says that. From varat is the hechrich. So from where are we forced to say, as dafke der schar, that here this reward is anders von an anders schar mitzvah, is different than other rewards of a mitzvah, und is gesagt geworden keneged yetzahara, and is being said here specifically as a reward to fight with the thoughts of the yetzahara. Und nit weil es kommt dem Adam dem schar, wie bald er sich mit star gewen, genom dalet schon, and not simply that he deserves to be rewarded for the fact that he plants a tree and he has to wait now 4 years until he can eat from it. Now, it is understood where Rashi brings a similar subject that the Torah says something which is against the Yetzirah in another case. By the parsha from Yifas Toya, in the parsha where the Torah talks about when you go out in war and you see a non-Jewish beautiful woman, and there the Torah allows to have a relation with her, and is move on. There Rashi says you take her as a wife. As the Divra Torah ella keneged Yetzirah, that the Torah is allowing this only to fight the Yetzirah. While Rashi is mevayir, because as Rashi explains there, in Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu matira yisein abeser, because if Hashem will not permit this, then the temptation is too strong, and he will marry her even if it's forbidden. So over there, it's understood why Rashi is saying that this is something specific to fight the Yetzirah. That says because over there, what this means is as beetsem voltes gedav zayin adover aser, that really this should be something which is forbidden. Now Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu matira. There's a special permission given here, a special heter for this. So it's very clear from the fact that there's a unique heter granted that this is only being said because of the Yetzirah in this case. That's there. Aber, however, bechlal is inyan schar for a mitzvah, but in a general regarding any reward of a mitzvah, gefintment mefedish and teira by kama v'kama mitzvahs kanal. We find it by many mitzvahs where the Torah promises the reward. Das ist ein Yisoid b'negei etzum mitzvahs, as the Eibishter gives chah mitzvahs. In general, this is one of the fundamentals regarding mitzvahs that Hashem rewards for the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Is for was is ausgeteilt, der schar for the mitzvah von Orla und Kerem Revai, as dafke is gesagt geworden keneged yetzahara. So how is this schar of this mitzvah different than the schar of any other mitzvah? There here we say that you're being given this schar because Hashem is speaking against the yetzahara. Now there's another Rashi here, in the next words of the Pasuk, Vayta shtoltzach Rashi of Deverta Ani Hashem, when the Pasuk concludes, I am Hashem, and is mefarish, what is the Pasuk here saying with this? Ani Hashem amavtiach al kach, I am Hashem that promises for this, v'neman lishmer avtochasi, and I am believed to keep my promise. That's why the Pasuk adds Ani Hashem. So as nit move on, it's not understood, why is Rashi explaining Ani Hashem this way? The Lashna Rogel b'pirish Rashi b'kogoyndo is b'kitzer neman l'shalim schar. Usually, when Rashi explains Ani Hashem, Rashi just says concisely, I am Hashem that will give reward. Favas is Rashi do Meirich Bulshainoi. Why is here Rashi saying a lengthier idea that Ani Hashem Hamavtiach Alkach and V'nemel Nishma Avtochasi? I promise and I'm trusted to keep my promise. Nachmer. Furthermore, the question here is Nitna is a Sanarichas Aloshin nor Echashini. It's not only a lengthier language, but it's actually really a different point. Nit Nemon Lishalim Scha. Rashi is not saying that Hashem is trusted for the reward. Nor Nemon Lishmer Haftochasi. The focus here is that Hashem is saying, I am believed with my promise. Why is Rashi changing over here the focus, not the schar, but the promise? V'oid, additionally, Rashi is mishane oich von sein friedigen loshen bi inyaneinu shebeschara ani mevarecholu. Rashi is switching from the very same language, from a different language that is, that Rashi used earlier here in our subject, where Rashi says that as a reward for the fulfillment of this mitzvah, I will bench you. Unzak dan inyin von avtoche. And here Rashi brings up that it's not just simply a reward, but this is a promise. Hamavtiach, Hashem promises, Lishma Avtochasi, I will keep my promise. Why is Rashi bringing up the fact that this reward is a promise? Okay, so we have many questions here on the Rashi's in this pasuk here, regarding the schar of Lohisef Lachem Tvuasai. What's Rashi saying with this? And Rashi very uncharacteristically brings the story that, or the statement of Rabbi Akiva, that the person has tzar, and the Torah speaks against the Eitzahara. What does Rashi want with all of this? So here the Rebbe will explain us a whole new approach in understanding what's unique about the schar and this pasuk. So the explanation we can say here is as follows. The question in this pasuk that Rashi here is coming to answer with his commentary is nit b'nigei dem ort fun di vertel oisef lachem tuasei. It's not where the schar is written in the pasuk here that it comes at the end. In the simple pshat of the pasuk, this is not a question at all. After the Torah concludes the details, it says the schar. No, rather, what's Rashi's question in the pirush hatevis, in the actual meaning of these words itself? What's the question? If the Torah's intention was simply to let you know what the reward for this mitzvah is, so then it should say, similar to what it says in other places, so that Hashem will increase your produce. Laman, that's the usual expression, that Hashem will then come and add. I will increase your produce. V'chayetziv is that something similar. The loshin le hoisef lachem tuasai belamed b'tchilosa. When it says this expression that you're going to eat in the fifth year, b'shana chamish is teichlo esperiyai, le hoisef lachem tuasai, in order to add or to increase your produce. So veist, what this indicates is, as thus is the mechuvin und tachlis von the mitzvah. They were not just simply saying what Hashem will come and give you as a reward, but it's actually saying that this is the purpose and the whole entire goal of the mitzvah. Shalashanim goy meloy achel. 3 years do not eat from this tree. In the fourth year, it's holy to be brought to Yerushalayim. And then all of this is kidei, the lit is like, in order that, lohaysev lachem tuase, that I will then increase your produce. That's what the term lamed, le haysev lachem tuasai, means. An example for this, al derech zocher esyem haShabbos lekatshei. When the Torah says, remember the day of Shabbos in order to sanctify it. Was the le katshei, isn't it tascha? When it says it in order to sanctify Shabbos, it's not a reward. Nor di matore untachlis fundem zocher. Rather, it's the purpose and goal of remembering Shabbos. So here as well, le haysev lachem tuasai means you're fulfilling this mitzvah in order to increase your produce. So now the fun is Rashi Machriach. So from this is what Rashi is proving and says we must say, as the pshat in pasuk is, that here the meaning of this pasuk is, HaMitzvah HaZois Shetishmeru. This mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs. So this mitzvah that you keep, Tiyeh Lohoysev Lachem Tuase, will be with the purpose to increase your produce. So the Chiddush is as follows. Chotsh as bechlal dafum mekayim zen HaMitzvah Defar v'sazeh toibish tegeheisen. That even though in general one must fulfill a mitzvah because Hashem commanded to fulfill. Abe by der mitzvah zok teire. Regarding this mitzvah, the Torah says, as ir shmire is, or megzayim, melechat chile, mit kavane lo'isav lechem tvoasai. Here the Torah says one could fulfill the mitzvah and his intention from the beginning is with the purpose in order to then get the reward to increase the tvoah. That's what the pasuk means by saying the schar in this way with the word lehoisif and not leman hoisif or veoisif. It's saying that this is how you should or can fulfill the mitzvah in order to add to yitvua. And thus is what Rashi is ma'irich b'lishayne. And that's the lengthy expression that Rashi says. The verter lehoisif lechem tvuasai zenenit kein onzog uftim schar mitzvah. When it says in the pasuk lehoisav lechem tvuasai, it's not just simply telling you, letting you know what the reward of the mitzvah is. No, the Torah reto be'iker vegen kavanas ha'adam. Primarily, the Torah here is coming to tell you about the person's intention in doing the mitzvah. As it tut the mitzvah kedei lehoisav lechem tvuasai, that this is a mitzvah that the person fulfills in order to increase his produce. So kumtais nasanat comes out as in Pirish Rashi vernarez gebracht zvein yonim. That there are really two points that are being expressed here in the words of Rashi. Aleph, the pirish from lehoisav lechem tvuasai, this the simple pshat, the meaning of what these words is coming to say, as das retzich vegen kavanas adam. The Torah is focusing on the intention of the person. Hamitzvah zayis shet tishmeru, that this mitzvah, Rashi emphasizes this mitzvah is unique. Tia lehoisav lechem tvuasai, you fulfill it. That is with the intention to get the schar. Beis, another point, the tam via zay ken adam azay trachten. Then Rashi explains how actually could a person have this in mind, that by fulfilling this mitzvah, it will increase his produce. Will that actually happen? So Rashi clarifies, yes, because here Hashem specifically said that in this mitzvah, this will actually happen. As a reward for this mitzvah, I will bench for you the fruits of the plantings. That's the pshat in Rashi. So this is a unique idea that we find only by this mitzvah, that the Torah is clearly telling you, fulfill the mitzvah, you may fulfill the mitzvah, with that intention to receive this reward of lehoisav lechem tvuasai. So now based on this, we could also understand why Rashi uses the expression of peiris and atiyas. Apizeh ve'at ishaileh, because now the question comes up, then lehoisav lechem tvuasai volt gemeintem onzog of schar mitzvah. If the words lehoisav lechem tvuasai was simply letting you know what the reward for this mitzvah is, volt kinkashin et geven was divert eshtein b'siyam inyan kanal. So then there's no question why the reward comes at the conclusion of the whole subject. As explained before, that's usual in the Torah. Oh, v'loit pirish rashi, as does batzitzich b'ketzu kavona sa'odom be'eis kiyum shmiras ha-mitzvah. But since Rashi explained that lehoisav lechem tvuasai is actually coming to clarify that the person fulfilling the mitzvah, when he comes to fulfill the mitzvah, he may do it with the intention, with the motivation, in order to get more tvuah for fulfilling the mitzvah. Hat es gedarft stehen bis miches zu diverte, was redden wegen shmiras ha-mitzvah. So then the words lehoisav lechem tvuasai should be said earlier, where the Torah speaks about the details of keeping the mitzvah. Lo ya'achol, not to eat in 3 years. And there it should say, when you're not eating for 3 years, mita kavana, lo'isav lechem tvuasai, that you may have the intention that it's all to add for your produce. So now the question actually comes up that the words lo'isav lechem tvuasai should have been written earlier. Avarent es Rashi, so that's why here Rashi clarifies, durachdem v'ser es mishana from loshon akostuv tvuasai, unzog peiris anetiyas. So Rashi switches from the expression of the pasuk where it says tvuasai and instead says the words peiris anetiyas, the fruits of the plantings. Durach shtelun diverte lo'isav lechem tvuasai noch ubashana chamishis geimer. What Rashi is telling us with this is as follows. By the fact that the Torah chooses to put lehoisav lechem tvuasai, the reward, after it speaks about the produce of the fifth year, will the pasuk undaten oifen oifen habracha. With this, the pasuk wants to hint to you or let you know how exactly this bracha is going to happen. The pshat in lehoisav lechem tvuasai, and what the pasuk is clarifying here is that when it says that Hashem will add to your produce, is nit nor as the Eibusher vet geben atoisus bracha in the tzmiche umvuksun di peiris. The bracha is not only the fact that Hashem will give an extra blessing into the growth of the fruits, the growth of the trees. Not as oich noch dem wie es wollen ois wachsen die peiris an etiis von shana chamishes, but even after you have the fruits of the plantings that are already here and ripe, zayin the great zu teuchles periyoi, and you have these fruits here ready to eat, vetten zei gufe chal zayin birchas Hashem b'oifen shal isofa v'ribuy. In these fruits, there will be a special blessing in the quality of these fruits. Ani mevorach lechem, peiros hanetiyos. That's what Rashi is saying here. The fruits that you have already, that grew already from the plantings, there'll be a special blessing in them. And what kind of a schar is this? We see this in another place. Al derech v'Rashi zokt in Parshas Bahar. This is similar to what Rashi says later in Parshas Bahar. Af b'toych ha-me'ayim tehei b'ibrocha. That even this food that you eat in your stomach, there will be a blessing in it, how it will satisfy you. So the same thing here, the bracha here is not only regarding the growth and how it will grow, it will grow quicker, better, and so on, but also the fruits that you eat, the way it will satisfy you, there'll be a special blessing in the fruits. So that's why the Torah writes, Lois of Lechem Tvoase here, when it talks about the fifth year, Bashana Chamish is Toichluas period, when it speaks about you eating the fruits, because it wants you to understand that the schar consists of the fact, the unique bracha and the actual quality of the fruits itself that you eat. Now here is the continuation of Rashi, where Rashi brings what Rabbi Akiva says. Why is Rashi bringing now the statement of Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi here has, based on all of this, another two questions here that we have to now answer. So now it remains now another two points that we don't understand here, based on this. Mit was ist die Mitzvah anders von alle anderen Mitzvahs? Why is it that this Mitzvah is different than all other Mitzvahs? Was dafke bei ihr, that it's only by this Mitzvah is Aleph, number one, Teire sagt dann, as me meg lechat chile bekaim zene Mitzvah kadeh lo isu lechem tuasei. The Teire says that you're allowed to go ahead and do the Mitzvah with the intention to get this Sischar. And Beis, the schar atzma is andish with the schar from other mitzvahs, and this schar is also very unique, different than other the schar of other mitzvahs. And an eifn shaloi be'erech, very unusual, a bracha in peiros hanetias kanal, a bracha not only in the growth of the tree that it will be very good, that it will grow quickly and successfully, but the actual fruits themselves will be of a completely different quality when you eat it. That's a very unique bracha. Why do we find this mitzvah to be so different from other mitzvahs? So therefore, bring the far Rashi, the maimah from Rabbi Akiva. That's why Rashi has to continue and explain the statement of Rabbi Akiva, Dibra Teira Keneged Yetzahara. That the Teira is speaking and saying this unique schar and the intention of the person that fulfills the mitzvah, the Teira here is speaking against the Yetzahara. Shalayayme Adam Chulu. Which means as follows. Yibal Tzei Yishver Tzimekayim Zandi Mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that's very difficult to fulfill. Varam HaMensh Kendach Tainin Arba Shonu Vani Mitztar Boi Chinon. 4 years I work and I plant and I can't have any benefit of this tree for myself here. Hat men matte gewen, hat men matte gemacht, keneged yetzahara. So it's here that the Eibishter allows something it usually is not. So haben in zinnen dem schara mitzvah beis kiyuma. That here the Torah tells you in the beginning that you are able and could have in mind that you're doing the mitzvah for the reward of this mitzvah. So this is sort of a heter. This is something unusual by other mitzvahs. The Torah doesn't say, go ahead and do the mitzvah for its schar. The mitzvah should be done for the fulfillment of the will of Hashem. So this is a unique heter. And in order to quiet down and to satisfy the Yetzahara, is the Eibishter maftiach aschar shalei al derech haragel. The Eibishter promises also a reward, which is very unusual. The fruits themselves will be of a completely different quality. So now we understand how this case is actually similar to the case of Eishes Yifas Toya, where there's a heter of something that usually is not allowed. Here as well, usually the Torah says a mitzvah should be done for the sake of the mitzvah. Here the Torah is matter and says you can do this mitzvah for the sake of the reward because it knows how difficult this is. That's the meaning of the Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara in our case. With this, we could also simply understand. But Rashi is the Noch Mamshech. Rashi continues and says, Ani Hashem, what does it mean? Ani Hashem amavtiach al kach. I Hashem promise for this, and v'nem alish maftachasi. And I'm trusted to keep my promise. Da is nitmaspik de ziros nem alishalam schar. Reason Rashi doesn't say here that simply, like he usually does, that I'm trusted to give you reward, because this here it's not enough to give you the encouragement that there'll be a reward beyond the mitzvahs, as it is by other mitzvahs. Hayei says da retzach vegan a mitzvah was der adam tutn lechatchila l'shem schara. Here we're talking about a mitzvah that the person is doing the mitzvah only for this reason, because he wants to get this reward. Unluli den volte yetzahara iskefit. If not for the fact that we would allow him to do the mitzvah with this intention, then the Yetzirah, Eibishter knows, would succeed in preventing a person and stopping him of doing the mitzvah. Nit the lozen zu mekayim zayn the mitzvah. The Ribber is the pirish van Ani Hashem, so therefore we hear, what's the meaning of Ani Hashem? Not simply that there's a reward, but amavtiach akach, Hashem promises, v'nem olishtem avtachasi. And Hashem is trusted to keep his promise. V'sinig, as das is avtocha von Eibishter. when a person here that's doing it in, from the beginning with this intention to get this reward, and he knows that this is a promise, and Hashem is trusted to keep his promise, that is sufficient that even the Yetzirah will agree to fulfill the mitzvah, because he knows that Hashem's word is a word, and therefore even though he's losing for 4 years, but nevertheless, I'm doing the mitzvah with that intention that I will have the gain later on, and it's definitely going to come, it's guaranteed. So therefore, that's something that's strong enough that the Yetzirah will also agree to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's the explanation of the Rashi's here. We see here how the Rebbe showed us that there's a unique point about the lohois of lachem tuasai. It's not just simply a schar, but it's the intention of the person that fulfills the mitzvah, fulfilling it for the purpose of this schar. However, now here the Rebbe will explain why it brings the name Rabbi Akiva. By a Talmud memulach kenzach b'devekin hashayla, but by a sharp student learning the subject here, it could awaken by him the following question. Wie kommt es, als man so bei der Mitzvah als so viel Mishane sein von allen Mitzvahs? How is it that when it comes to this Mitzvah, we change to such an extent from all other Mitzvahs, Mathe machen zu abhitten l'shem schar, we allow one to keep the Mitzvah for the sake of the reward, und dazu noch maftir sein as schar bilti tivi v'rogel klal, and additionally to promise a reward which is completely unusual, und das als, all of this, zu lieb eine, was ist in Azar Shvala Matziv, als der einzige Weg zu peulen auf ihm, ist zu bewahren in Kenegad Yetzirah. And for who is this? This is all for a person that's on a very low level, that the Yetzirah has influence over him. And the only way that he will overcome the Yetzirah is if you promise him these things. Sagt Rashi, so therefore, Rashi comes and adds and says, as das sagt Rabbi Akiva. Who's the one speaking here? This is Rabbi Akiva. There was gesagt, "V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha zeklal gadol b'teira." Rabbi Akiva is the one that says that the mitzvah of love your fellow Jew is the greatest klal, it's the greatest mitzvah in the Torah. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that's concerned about every last Jew, that he should be motivated and be interested to do the mitzvah. Oich, additionally, it says about Rabbi Akiva, is Rabbi Akiva given der was hayorogel l'zakas es Yisrael. It was customary for him to find merits for Yidden. Und Leute schitt es Rabbi Akiva, als gefinnen als Chuss auf jeden Jiden, und proven im helfen Chulu. Now Rabbi Akiva's approach to make an effort to find merits for Yidden and to try to help another Yid is a klal gadol b'teira. This is the very big basic idea of Teira. Is move on, so it's understood, for was Teira vernehmt sich mit jeden Jiden und bewahrend euch hasa, was darf umkommen zu Dibre Teira connected Yetzirah. So therefore, when it comes to this mitzvah, which is a difficult mitzvah to fulfill, the Teira promises this extra reward, allows you to have this intention from the beginning to make sure that the very last Jew will have the motivation to do this mitzvah. The Bais Rashi Medayik. Now here there's another point, and Rashi is very specific when he quotes the name of Rabbi Akiva. Hoya Rabbi Akiva. This is something that Rabbi Akiva was customary in saying. As a fleck the maimer noch anand chazer. He was always repeating this point. Was das beweist, dass in der Bavarnish von Dibre Teirik neged Yetzirah, that in this point here that Rabbi Akiva said that the Teirik speaks against the Yetzirah. Hat sich Harreis gesagt, er sagt, this is expresses a point, was ist b'miyuchat verbunden mit Mehusay und Malasa shal Rabbi Akiva. It's uniquely connected to who Rabbi Akiva was and the level that he was on. Und afar hat dafke Rabbi Akiva gechazet wegen dem größene Teyeles davon. And therefore Rabbi Akiva constantly repeated the big benefit of this idea here. So where do we see this in the life of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, what's the history of Rabbi Akiva's life? Rabbi Akiva hat der erste 40 Jahre von seinem Leben nicht gelernt kein Teyre. Rabbi Akiva, the first 40 years of his life, was a shepherd and he didn't learn any Torah. Erst dann, wenn man zugesagt schar, aber wird gehen lernen Torah, it was only then when Rabbi Akiva was promised reward to go and learn Torah, is he gegangen lernen. He went to learn Torah. So now if you think about this, what happened over here after 40 years of his life not learning Torah? And only then, and only because of reward did he go and learn. So Komtaisa comes out as follows. As by Rabbi Akiva is given ke'en dem matzefun harei arba shonam ani mitzdar b'chinam. Rabbi Akiva experienced something very similar to what it says here regarding what a person argues regarding this mitzvah that 4 years I planted a tree and it's for nothing. So similar by Rabbi Akiva, sein gain learning Torah after 40 years when he made a major life change and he went to learn Torah is given verbunden mit a wegwarfen die erste 40 Jahre von seinem Leben. What did this demand of him? To throw away 40 years of a life, of his lifestyle. Durch gehen lernen Teire ist madgish, as die Friede Giyorin sind in dem Mitzdaar Bechinnam. By going to learn Teire, what he's highlighting is that my life up until this point is all worthless. Sie sind in umziste Giyorin, it was wasted time. Very difficult for a person to be ready to do such a thing, to come to the understanding that everything till this point was all wasted. That's one point. And additionally, er ist gegangen lernen Teire zu lieb aschar. He only agreed and went to learn Teire because of the reward. And nevertheless, he was successful in his learning. With such an unusual, great, tremendous success. All of the Mishnayos and everything is all based on Rabbi Akiva's teachings. It's all according to his opinion. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva would be customary for him to say the point here regarding the mitzvah of Arla. Because he experienced a similar thing. By him being promised a reward. He began learning. And he did succeed and he came to the level that he was on, being who he was, Rabbi Akiva. That's why Rashi quotes Rabbi Akiva by name, and Rashi tells us that this is something Rabbi Akiva was customary to saying. There's something here that's still not smooth when we want to look at this from a deeper perspective, according to Chassidus. Sof, at the end of the day, is the neutikait from Dibre Teire Kenegad Yetzahara, the necessity for this that the Teire speaks against the temptation of the Yetzahara that wants to stop you from doing this mitzvah. Blois from say misper from Yidden. This is for a handful of Jews. That are in a very low place that will follow what the Yetzer tells them. For us is the mitzvah ausgestellt geworden bei Eifen Kaseh for all Yidden. But why is it that the Torah is establishing the pasuk that tells us what the mitzvah is and how it's done? And this is for all Yidden. In an Eifen versus Madgish Dibre Torah connected the Yetzahara. The mitzvah is designed in such a fashion, the way the pasuk writes it, that it's to be done in a way that will fight the Yetzahara. And this is written in the pasuk for everybody this way. Why is that? Well, seemingly, this is just for people that are on a very low level. Is the beer in them? So the answer here is there's a certain accomplishment over here. In the Dibre Torah connected the Yetzahara, which is for everybody, not only for the one that's on a very low level. The Pirish Apnimi, the deeper understanding, in Dibre Torah Keneged Yetzahara, when Rashi tells us that Rabbi Akiva says that the Torah speaks against the Yetzahara, is so it's as follows. As the mitzvah is in Yona, this mitzvah is unique. What is the point of this mitzvah? Was Torah will damit übermachen der Yetzahara. The Torah here seeks to reach the thinking and the ideas of the Yetzahara and to transform him, to reach him, and to get him to be motivated to do the mitzvah. Like Chazal learn out from this that the pasuk says, that you serve Hashem with all your heart, and it means b'shnei yitzarecha, both with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. As the Yetzer Hara mitzat atzmoi zol velon tana mitzvah. That the Yetzer Hara, he, on his level, should be motivated to do the mitzvah. Meaning it shouldn't just be the mitzvah that the person does with his Yetzer Tov or his neshama, and the Yetzer Hara is just dragging his feet along. But the Yetzer Hara should see and understand the benefit that's there in it for him on his level. That transforms him, that includes him on the mitzvah on his level. And far is the schar for the mitzvah lohisiv lachem tvoasai. And therefore we hear the reward for this mitzvah. Lohisiv lachem tvoasai, that you do the mitzvah for the purpose that Hashem increases your produce. So here, uniquely, this expression of this mitzvah of lohisiv lachem tvoasai, the schar that is, this expresses this idea that we're going to transform the Yetzer Hara himself. Why? When one refines and transforms the Yetzer Hara and the animal soul, this is what actually brings, what the Torah is really it's saying here is, this brings a true increase into holiness. Kidua Pirish, it's known what it says in Chassidus and Lakut HaTeire, the meaning of the pasuk where it says in Virav Tfuis B'Koyach Shor, an abundance of wheat that you have is all with the power of the work of the ox. And what this means is, as the Virav Tfuis, the abundance of wheat, which is Haisafe V'ilu Rav B'Kedusha, an increase in a very great level that you come in holiness, kommt, where does this come from? B'Koyach Shor. From the power of the ox, Tafke, specifically, Durichin Bitter for Nevesha Bahamas. When you're able to include and elevate even the animal soul to come to serve Hashem, this brings a tremendous Isafa, a tremendous increase in Kedusha. And that's the point of here of Lo'isif Lachem Tvuasai. Similar to Verav Tuas B'Koyach Shoyah, that the additional power of Kedusha comes from the fact that you're fulfilling the mitzvah in such a manner that the Yetzer Hara is fully involved, he's excited about the mitzvah. Umi HaTaimim D'Reif is one of the reasons why this is so. Why will you do a mitzvah in such a fashion? Does it bring such a great addition into Kedusha? Valdi Avedis Abundim Mitzar. Because it's this kind of Aveda which comes with a certain pain and effort and hard work. Avedis HaNeshamim Mitzadatzma is Mitechaynik. If it's just a neshama that's serving Hashem, the neshama is waiting and loves and for the opportunity for a mitzvah. It's done with pleasure. If you want to do a mitzvah and you want your nefesh bahamas, your animal soul, to be there with you as well and also be motivated to do the mitzvah, this takes effort to break through the stubbornness, the concealment of the nefesh bahamas that's selfish. You have to break him and slowly bring the nefesh bahamas around to see that it's for his benefit. And this is also reflected in the nature of this mitzvah of Arla, that you have here the pain and the holding back of eating for 4 years, was the nefesh bahamas hatn't ken hanoah fun de tvuah, where the nefesh bahamas does not have any benefit of this produce. And then through this, that a person subdues the power or the selfishness of the nefesh bahamas, then you come to transform and elevate, that the nefesh bahamas comes around to realize that it's only for his benefit. You have the increase in the produce of holiness, which is verav tvua, is the abundance of wheat or produce or grain in holiness, with the power of the fact that the ox of the nefesh bahamas is involved in the fulfillment of this mitzvah.